From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
They're not going to be doing nuclear weapons. You can bank on it.
Standing alongside Germany's Chancellor, U.S. President Donald Trump emphasized today that Iran will not be permitted to build a nuclear arsenal, even if a deal intended to prevent that scenario collapses. Asked about possible actions, including use of force that he could take if Iran restarts its nuclear weapons program.
I don't talk about whether or not I'd use military force. It's not appropriate to be talking about. But I can tell you this. They will not be doing nuclear weapons, that I can tell you.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel appearing with Trump at the news conference following their Friday meetings. Merkel described the Iran nuclear deal as anything but perfect, adding it will not solve all the problems of Iran. She described it as one piece to limit Iran's bad actions while saying Berlin considers it of prime importance to contain threats from Iran as it exerts geopolitical influence in Syria, which has been racked by years of civil war. Earlier in the news conference, President Trump expressed confidence about the commitments North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made during a historic summit with his South Korean counterpart on Friday.
Oh, I don't think he's playing. No, I don't think he's playing. And you know, it's never gone like this. It's never gone this far. I don't think it's ever had this enthusiasm for somebody, for them wanting to make a deal. And yeah, I agree. The United States has been played beautifully like a fiddle.
Kim on Friday became the first North Korean leader to step foot in South Korea when he crossed the border to shake the hand of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders agreed to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. They also vowed to pursue talks that would bring a formal end to the Korean War. This is VOA News. Well, the new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also weighed in today on the Iran nuclear deal. He says no decision has been made on whether President Trump will withdraw from the deal, adding that negotiations are ongoing.
You asked if we talked about the decision. There's been no decision made. So the team is working, and I'm sure we'll have lots of conversations to deliver what the president has made clear. Absent a substantial fix, absent overcoming the shortcomings, the flaws of the deal, he is unlikely to stay in that deal past this May.
Pompeo spoke in Brussels at a meeting of NATO foreign ministers one day after he was sworn in. A top U.S. official says NATO foreign ministers will refuse to return to business as usual with Russia until Moscow withdraws forces and support for proxies in the Donbas and returns control of Crimea to Ukraine. The unusually pointed demand, tweeted by State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert, coincided with newly confirmed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's arrival in Brussels for Friday's ministerial meeting. A powerful message to send to NATO allies for his first day on the job. Palestinian officials say Israeli soldiers shot dead three Palestinian protesters along with another 600 injured in Gaza as thousands of Palestinians demonstrated along the border for a fifth consecutive week. Protesters gathered a few hundred meters from Gaza Strip's border fence with Israel on Friday, with some throwing stones and setting tires on fire. Witnesses say a smaller group approached the fence and tried to break through it. Israel has defended opening fire on the protesters, saying it is defending its sovereign border. Israel also accuses Hamas, which rules Gaza, of using the protesters as cover to carry out the attacks. Hamas denies the charge. The U.S. Justice Department on Friday announced charges against four Chinese nationals and six co-conspirators for trafficking large quantities of the synthetic opioid fentanyl into the U.S. as part of the Trump administration's crackdown on an abuse epidemic that has taken the lives of tens of thousands of Americans. The charges handed down by a federal grand jury in North Dakota in January and March were unsealed on Friday and announced by Attorney General Jeff Sessions in North Dakota. In total, 32 people have been charged in the case. Police say at least two people have been killed and seven others wounded in an attack by Boko Haram extremists in Nigeria's northeastern city of Maiduguri. A police spokesman says the extremists attacked on Thursday near the federal high court and that two female suicide attackers were killed. Maiduguri is the birthplace of Boko Haram's nearly decade-long insurgency and is often targeted. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.